Hi, it's Lindsay. Today on Tumble, we're featuring an episode from Stoop Kids Stories. It's a storytelling podcast about Black characters navigating and overcoming different obstacles with friends, family, and community. It's hosted by Melly Victor, who is a ton of fun and a performer and dancer. That's why this episode, called The BB Twins, is all about dance. It's about two twins who hit it big with a dance video they upload to the internet. Their success opens a big new opportunity to them. But is it one they want to take? We think you'll really enjoy it, especially our older listeners. We'll be back with Melly just after this message.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
Yo, 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 and welcome to the Stoop Kid Stories Podcast. I am your virtual best friend and favorite Stoop Kid, Melly. I am so excited to share my stories with you. So make sure you tell your friends, make sure you tell your best friends, make sure you tell your best friend's best friend. Wait, that would be you. Well, make sure you tell everyone to check out this podcast so they can enjoy the stories too. Enough of me talking. Let's get on with the story. Let's go! Boom, cat, step stomp, boom, cat, step stomp, boom, boom, cat, step stomp. Wait, Bria, that's not the step. It goes boom, boom, cat, step clap. Byron said to his sister. Okay, fine. Let's do it again from the top. 5, 6, 7, 8. Byron and Bria were two siblings who loved to dance. And when I say dance, they danced. You could find them stomping their feet on sidewalks, dancing in their school hallway, and twirling through the grocery store aisles while their aunt stuffed the shopping cart with food for dinner. But their stage, their favorite place to practice, was the small area they had in the front of their TV in their basement. They would use the TV as a mirror and would practice for hours and hours until every move was hit with precision and swag. Byron and Bria were twins in the 8th grade at Tyson Allen Academy, or TAA for short. They had been students at the school since kindergarten, so they knew every teacher and every teacher knew them. Byron and Bria were known around school and in their neighborhood as the dancing twins. They would put on shows for their classmates and teachers at recess and loved every moment of it. Sometimes, from the other side of the school, you could hear them chant, "We the BB twins and we here to rock. We gonna rock these moves up and down your block. Our moves are sweet, they can't be beat with the rhythm of the music coming from the street." That was their anthem. It meant for them that every time they danced, it came from the heart. They would watch all the dance shows on TV and try to recreate whatever they saw. One time, Byron almost broke his leg trying to jump off the couch into a split because he saw an old black and white video of the famous Nicholas Brothers dancing. Bria and Byron were magnetic when they danced. They loved to do it, and everyone loved to watch. It was a warm spring day. Byron and Bria rushed home from school, threw their bags down, and headed outside to work on yet another routine. "Did you finish your homework?" Aunt Jackie yelled out of the window. "Yeah, we did it during our free period, Auntie," Byron yelled back. The twins always tried to do their homework at school so they could have time to dance at home before dinner. They would dance until the sun set while the sky turned from light blue to dark. In the kitchen, Aunt Jackie would cook while watching the two dance outside the window. It brought so much joy to her heart to watch them. In a city where the resources were low and the recreation centers were closed and after-school activities were being cut left and right because of money, dancing in the street was really all the twins had. They had never taken a dance class at a studio before. They couldn't tell you the technical terms for the moves they were doing. All they knew was that they wanted to dance. They needed to dance. Dancing is what kept them alive. Their mom passed away when they were 3 years old due to a hit-and-run accident. So their mom's best friend Jackie stepped in and helped raise them, and that's all they've ever known. It was just Byron, Bria, and Aunt Jackie, taking it each day, one day at a time. The next day, the twins woke up and headed to school. Before they walked into class, they went to their favorite spot in the courtyard, propped up their phone, and decided to record the dance they had been working on all week. "Should we post it?" Byron said. "Duh, we did that," Bria said. You're right, Byron responded. They recorded it, cropped the video, and uploaded it to their page. Their Aunt Jackie wasn't so gung-ho about the twins having a social media page, but she allowed them to have a joint page that the two of them could share. They uploaded their video and went to class. The bell for recess rang and the kids ran outside to the courtyard. They grabbed their phones and started scrolling through their different social media apps. The twins looked at their page and saw that their video had been viewed over 5,000 times. That was the best their video had ever done. Normally, they would get about 500 views, but 5,000? That was a big deal. "Bria, Byron, look!" one of their friends said. "DJ Flip just shared you guys' video." "No way," Byron said. "Yes, look." Byron grabbed the phone and showed it to Bria. Before their very eyes, the numbers were increasing. The amount of shares, likes, comments seemed to just rise as they stared at the phone. Everyone at recess had their phones out and started sharing the dance video. "Byron, we could be famous," Bria said to her brother ecstatically. "Yo, this is crazy. We just posted the video this morning and now look at it," Byron said. The whole school, teachers included, saw the video pop up on their phone. Soon, they were up to 20,000 views. Byron and Bria danced through the hallways as they headed to class, while the other students cheered, high-fived, and smiled at them as they passed by. The end of the school day came and the twins ran home. "Auntie! Auntie Jackie! Did you see? Look! Look!" Bria yelled from the front of the yard. "See what?" Aunt Jackie replied. "Our video has gone viral," Byron said. "What video? I have no idea what you're talking about," Aunt Jackie replied. Byron took out his phone and showed Aunt Jackie their video. She swiped through the comments and reposts and said, "Well, look at that. I would have never guessed my two jitterbugs would become internet sensations. So what does this mean?" "We don't know. It's just really cool that people can see us dance now, and they are loving it," Bria said. "Yeah, we came and grabbed our phones at recess and saw all the notifications. Everyone is sharing it, and now people are posting themselves doing our dance. That's crazy, ain't it?" Byron said. "Well, it may be crazy how the internet works, but not crazy that people are loving it. You two are unbelievable dancers and have been dancing since you could walk. Take the applause. It's about time someone saw you two," Aunt Jackie said. A couple years ago, Aunt Jackie tried to sign the twins up for a weekly dance class at a popular dance studio in the next county over. She drove to the studio one day during her lunch break to ask about pricing and how to sign the twins up. "I would like to sign my two kids up for Saturday class. How do I go about doing that?" Aunt Jackie asked the studio owner. The owner looked her up and down and responded, "Well, it's about $400 per 6-week session per child. And no, We do not have a sibling discount. Is there a scholarship program I could sign them up for? Aunt Jackie asked. No. We only offer scholarships to our Gold Star students, the owner said. Looking slightly defeated, Aunt Jackie said thank you and started to head for the door. In the lobby of the studio, she overheard two parents talking to each other. One parent was explaining that she was so happy that a discount was offered to her for her three girls. Let's just say the two parents and Aunt Jackie didn't share the same hue. Aunt Jackie went back to her car and drove back to work. For the next couple of weeks, the twins were the most popular kids at school. In their neighborhood, everyone said hello to them, wanted to take pictures with them and get their autographs. They had become celebrities in their community. One day at school, the twins were called down to the principal's office. When they got to the office, there were two adults standing there waiting to talk to the twins. Byron, Bria, this is Mr. and Mrs. Wallace. They are the co-principals of the Wallace School for the Arts over in Hampden County. Oh, I know that school. You guys have the big glass windows and the statue of the ballerina in the front of the school, right? Bria said. That is correct. So you visited our school before, Bria? Miss Wallace asked. No, we've just rode past it a couple times going to visit our daddy at his facility. Oh, I didn't know your dad was sick. I'm so sorry to hear that, Mrs. Wallace said. Oh, he's not. He just has trouble with drugs. Bria! Byron interrupted as he looked at her and told her to be quiet with his eyes. Nothing. Never mind, Bria said. Twins, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace are both here because they saw you guys' video and were blown away and would like to offer you two an opportunity to attend their school next year, the principal said. Yes, we think that you both have great promise and potential and would love to have you in our dance program, Mr. Wallace said. Are you serious? You want us at your school? Byron asked. Yes, we would love to have you. We can set up a shadow day for the two of you to come and view the school if you would like, Mr. Wallace said. Sure, we want to come, Bria said excitedly. Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace, for stopping by. We can send the twins back to class and get their aunt on the phone to set up their shadow day, the principal said. After school, the twins went home still excited about their invitation to go to the art school. Hey, my babies, your school called me today. They said they want you to spend a day at the Wallace School, Aunt Jackie said. Yeah, that's lit, Aunt Jackie, don't you think so? Bria said. It's lit, all right, but I thought you both wanted to go to Dunbar High next year. What changed? Aunt Jackie asked. Byron responded, I mean, Dunbar is cool and all, but Wallace has real dance classes, and the school is bigger, and it's also a 40-minute drive away. I don't know about making that drive every day for the next 4 years, and what can that school give you that Dunbar can't, Aunt Jackie said. The twins both looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders. Can we please just see it? Please, 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 we really want to go, Bria pleaded. Aunt Jackie looked at the both of them and said, okay. The twins got so excited and ran outside to make up a new dance. Friday morning came and it was time to shadow the Wallace School for the Arts. On the way to the school, Aunt Jackie turned on their local radio station, and during early morning throwback jam session, the mayor of the city made a special announcement. Good morning to my beautiful city. I am so pleased to share this announcement with you all. As you all know, two of our local kids have become celebrities overnight and have impacted our community in such a positive way through dance. After much talk with the council and with my deep love for the arts, I would officially like to make February 7th our citywide Day of Dance. Our community has faced some hard times, and we have and we will always rise above. So, Why not acknowledge our young leaders who are using their talents to not just uplift the spirits of our city, but also nationwide? Thank you to Byron and Bria Thompson for their talent. We hope that you will continue to bring light and joy to our community through your dancing. February 7th, turn on your favorite song and dance the day and night away. Or as Martha and the Vandellas would say, go dancing in the street. The twins couldn't believe what they had just heard. You two should be very proud of yourselves. That is a big deal, and you two made it happen. Look at what you two are doing for your community and how your community is supporting you, Aunt Jackie said. Deep down, Aunt Jackie didn't want the twins to go to the Wallace School. She felt that it would take them out of their community and put them in a space where they may not be fully welcomed, but she wanted the twins to make the decision on their own. They arrived at the school, and the twins got out the car and headed inside. They walked around with the sophomore, sitting in on classes, listening to the conversations, and just taking it all in. Hey, I know you two. Y'all are the twins that went viral, right? One of the students in the hallway said. Yeah, that's us. Our dance was fire, right? Byron said. Fire? Yeah, for some street kid who's never trained before, the student said. What's that supposed to mean? Bria said while stepping up to the student. It means anybody can do what y'all did. That's not talent. Y'all just happened to post at the right time. But can you do this? The student decided to do this complex ballet-looking combination that looked like something from So You Think You Can Dance, where they spin around really fast on one leg and then kick their face. Didn't think so, the student said, and then he walked away. The end of the day came, and the twins stood outside in the parking lot. So, what did you think, bro? Bria asked. I mean, it's big, looks pretty on the inside, but did you notice that what? That nobody looked like us. There wasn't a single person in that school who was black, Byron said. Yeah, that's true, and the students were definitely not feeling us whatsoever, Bria said. Facts. I'm not trying to go anywhere I'm not wanted, sis. No matter how much the principal says they want us, we know where we should be, Byron said. And where is that exactly? Bria asked. At Dunbar. Think about it. How would that look if we just left after the community is literally praising our name and acknowledging us? The mayor made an annual day of dance because of us, and we didn't have to go to some preppy, uppity school to learn how to do that. The rhythm of the music coming from the street. Our street, sis, Byron explained. Bria turned around and looked at the school, and then looked at her brother and smiled. Aunt Jackie pulled up and the twins got in the car. How did it go, you two? Aunt Jackie asked. We don't want to go there, Bria said. And why not? Just earlier this week, y'all were both so excited, Aunt Jackie stated. Let's just say it wasn't our vibe. We know where we come from, and it just wouldn't feel right to up and leave a place that loves us and supports us for a sparkly building where we may not even be wanted, Byron replied. Yeah, we can dance at Dunbar. It would be stupid to leave our city that rides for us. And besides, who's gonna ride for the kids that come after us? Bria said proudly. Aunt Jackie looked at the twins through the mirror and smiled and said, I was hoping you two would say that. I guess the decision has been made. Remember, I support you in whatever you do. We know, the twins said, and they drove home. The end. Are you active in your own community? How has your community helped you? Have you ever thought of a way to make an impact or a difference in your school and your community? Tell me one thing you love about your community. What organizations or programs or clubs are you a part of? write it in the comments. I want to hear all about it. And again, thanks for listening. Till the next episode, bye!
Thanks to Melly for sharing Stoop Kid stories with Tumble today. If you enjoyed this story, Melly just finished the first season of Stoop Kid Stories. You can find Stoop Kid Stories and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for joining us.